Parshas Behar. Parshas Behar starts off with the mitzvah of Shemitah. And perhaps one of the most well-known psukim in Perek Chof Hei, Pasuk Chof, Chof Aleph, Yutes, really Chof, Chof Aleph, Pasuk Yutes starts right by Shulishi, V'nos Nahoritz Piriyah, the land will give its fruit, V'achatam L'Soyva, you eat, be satisfied, V'shaftam L'Vetach Aleha. Pasuk Chof, V'chisoymru Manoicha B'ashon HaShviyas. And if you're going to ask, what will we eat in the seventh year? Hang on, Israel, we didn't plant. V'loy Nesloif, es Tfuoseinu, we didn't gather our Tfuo. Pasuk Chof Aleph, V'tzivisi es Birchosi Lachem, I'll command my bracha upon you, B'ashon HaShishis, in the sixth year. The also says a tfuwa and will produce tfuwa l'shlosh hashanah for 3 years. And Mefarshim are bothered. The psukim seem to be a little bit not in order. It says in your test, the land will give forth its fruits. You'll be satisfied. Betach, everything will be good. The chisaimru, and if you're going to ask, what are we going to eat? V'tzivisi es berchasi lachem, I'll send my bracha. Wasn't there a bracha already in pasuk your test? It already said v'nos naharetz piriya v'achatam l'saiva. You already had the bracha. What's the v'chisaimru, and what's the bracha again in pasuk chof aleph? So there's a sfarnoi in this pasuk, which we'll quote a little bit later on, but he says a very, very deep idea. And Rav Elia Lapian develops the idea further. And he says the following. He says, the pasuk in Yutes already gave a haftacha. The pasuk already said, the land will give its fruits, you'll eat, you'll be satisfied. There's nothing to worry about. The chisaimru, all of a sudden, after the Torah gives a haftacha, you'll have what to eat, and if you're worried, don't worry about it. Because the pshat is, because there are different levels in bitachon. There are different levels that people have in bitachon and trusting in Hashem. There are those people that don't have to see it in front of them. Hashem promises, it's good enough for them. Hashem says, I'll feed you, I'll be l'saiva, it's good enough. The nos naharetz piriyah refers to a bracha, that the fruits will not grow extra. You won't have 3 years produce growing in the sixth year. You'll have 1 year's growing. But you'll eat a little bit, and you'll be satisfied. Like Rashi brings down in the Pasuk, V'achatam L'Soiva, Af B'Soicha Me'ayim, even in the intestines, in the stomach, Tehei Bay Bracha will be a bracha. You'll eat Kemo, you'll eat a little bit, and you'll be satisfied a lot, you'll eat a little. V'nosno, Hashem promises a bracha. But a bracha, that you're not going to see it in front of you. You're not going to see suddenly the crop grows and you have enough for 3 years. Hashem says, trust me, I'll give you enough, you'll be able to eat, you'll be satisfied. The chisaimru. And then there are those people that bitachon is too high for them. They can't accept it. They have to see the bracha in front of them. If you're going to ask, if there are those people who are on a little bit of a lower level, and they ask, ma noichal, we don't see it. What do you mean it's going to be enough? This is only the produce of 1 year. How are we going to survive? What are we going to eat? If you want a little bit of a lower level bitachon, that you're already questioning this haftacha, the chisaimru, and if you're going to ask, what will we eat in the seventh year, teretz is pasuk chof aleph. I'll give you a bracha, but you know what kind of bracha I'll give you? V'yosos es ha-tfuah l'shloish shonim. I'll give you a bracha, in the sixth year, the field will produce tfuah for 3 years. You want to see it? I'll give you a bracha that way. But you're going to have to work much harder. You're going to have to now work much harder. You're going to have to take 3 years worth of tfuah, and you're going to have to plant it, and cut it, and harvest it, and gather it, and store it. It's going to be a much harder work. Because since you lacked in that bitachon, and you didn't trust Hashem's haftacha, that a little bit could be enough, you need to see it. Hashem says, fine. I'll give you a bracha that way. You'll see it. But you have to realize it's going to cost. You're going to have to work harder for it. A person who has bitachon, and he trusts, Hashem can send him what he needs without the tercha, without the daigis, without the worry, without the bother. But a person who questions v'chisaimru, and what are we going to eat? Hashem says, you're right, you deserve a bracha, you kept Shemitah. The bracha I'll give you, but it's going to come down the same way you're worried about it. I'm going to give it to you in a way that you're going to have to worry about it. You have to worry about the crop, you're going to have to work hard, you have to spend time with it. It's not going to come as easy as it would have had you not questioned the bitachon. The Sfarnoi Zalosher in this pasuk is, v'chashay supok ze'etzuchem. Now this is a suffolk by you. The haftacha of pasuk yutes, that Hashem will give the fruits a little bit, and it'll be enough. For I siftachu, and you don't trust, shiyah ma'at mafsik beichusay. That a little is enough in quality. But you have to see it? So Hashem says, yes, if you're in a lower level, I'll give it to you the way you want it. But realize that's going to be harder for you. And says Rabbi Lapian, it's not only by Shemitah, this is true anything that a person does. A person has bitachin, a person trusts, Hashem sends it to him the same level of bitachin that you have, midah keneged midah, that's how Hashem sends it to you. If you have trust in Hashem, Hashem sends it to you. But if you sit there worrying and dying and worrying, Hashem will send it to you, but it will come with the worries and the daigis and all the problems involved because your trust in Hashem wasn't complete. The same way you trust in Hashem, that's how Hashem sends it to you. Something to think about. The Netziv says also a beautiful insight in this pasuk. A gvir once came to the Netziv, and he said to the Netziv that he just invested in a business in logs of wood he has in the river, floating logs of wood down the river, and he wants the Netziv to daven for him that he should be matzliach. It was a risky proposition, and wants the Netziv to be matzliach, should be matzliach. The Netziv told him, have bitachin in Hashem. Was your bitachin? So he said to the Netziv, I'm not on such a high level. I worry, he says, I just invested money in a business, and there are concerns that I have. I'm worried about it. I worry. The Netziv said to him, the Pasuk says by Shemitah, V'chisoymru ma'noicha b'ashon ha'shviz. And if you're going to ask, what will we eat in the seventh year? And the Netziv asks a simple question. What are we going to eat in the seventh year? Here, that's not the problem. They just had a full crop in the sixth year. The problem is, what are we going to eat in the eighth year? Or the ninth year, until we have the next harvest. Not what will we eat in the seventh year. In the seventh year, you eat last year's crop. You just bought the crop from the sixth year. You have what to eat in the seventh year. Why does it say Bashon HaShviz? And then it Siv answers with a beautiful insight. And he says, a person who's an oni, a person who's poor, he worries today about today. He's not worrying today about tomorrow. Because he has enough worries for the moment in front of him. He learns to have bitachin minute by minute, day by day. An oshi, on the other hand, he has his security for today. He has his security for tomorrow. He's worried about the future. He says, a person who every year has his land, his crops grow, he has his food, he has his parnasa for 6 years straight. Suddenly comes Shemitah, we tell him he can't plant. Even though he has parnasa in the seventh year, because he still has last year's crop, he can't enjoy it. Because his mind is already worrying what's going to be the next year. So the Chisayim rule, when he says in the seventh year, not that he's asking, what am I going to eat in the seventh year? But he's very worried, in the seventh year, what am I going to eat next year? What am I going to eat in the eighth year? Because up until now, every year he had his food. He didn't have this level of bitachon that the ani has. Because he was secure for 6 years. Suddenly he knows now, next year is going to be a problem. So when does he worry about it? He's already worried about Shana HaShviz. He's already worried a year earlier. He's already worried, what will I eat? What will I eat next year? The Sif told him, you're the same way. All the years until now, you were successful in business. Hashem helped you. Why not trust Hashem further that I'll help you further? The same way Hashem trusted you until now. Because Hashem was good to you until now. Suddenly you're worried that Hashem can't continue to be good to you and take care of you in the future. Just the opposite. It should be easier for you to have bitachon. Because you see in the past how Hashem helped you. It should be easy for you to believe that in the future, Hashem will take care of you as well. The Pasuk says, Habateach b'Hashem, chesed yisagid venu. One who trusts in Hashem, chesed surrounds him. So the Baal Hashem says that many people learn the Pasuk is an Eitzah. It's Eitzah Taiva. You have Bitochen, Hashem will surround you with Chesed. Says the Baal Hashem, no. It's not an Eitzah, but it's a Haftocha. It's a promise. It's a guarantee. That one who trusts in Hashem, he's guaranteed that Chesed is Seyedenu. Chesed will surround him. Person has to have Bitochen and realize that Hashem can and will help him, and will send him what he needs. The Tzivisi es Berchasi Lachem, Pasuk Chafalef, I'll command my bracha to you, Bashana Hashishis, in the sixth year, and it will produce Tavula for 3 years. Midik Negamid. A person keeps Shemitah, he fulfills the command of Hashem, he lets the land rest, he shows that the land belongs to Hashem, Hashem benches him, then he'll have enough to eat for the seventh year, the eighth year, and the ninth year until the next crop comes. The Nefesh HaChaim in Pirkei Avos, B'chaim Balojina writes, the Mishnah tells us, "Da mala mala mcha." A person has to know what's above you. "Da mala mala mcha." Says the Nefesh HaChaim, Da Maramayla. You should know. Whatever happens in Shemayim, we don't see what's happening in Shemayim. We don't see what the Cheshbon is. We don't see what's happening. But you should know one thing, Mimcha. It comes from you. The way you behave down here, that's what happens on Maila. It's all Mida Kineged Mida. You want to know what's happening on Maila? Mimcha. Look at how you are down here. However you behave down here, that's on Maila. That's above. If you act properly, you have your bitachin, Hashem sends you to bracha. And if not, then you're not deserving. They say a story with the Chazon Ish. Two mechutanim made a shidduch, and they came to the Chazon Ish. They wanted to discuss financial matters. How they should divide up the obligations for the wedding, for the dira, for the furniture between them. So they went to the Chazon Ish to discuss how they should divide up the financial matters between them.
And the furniture.
They came. Not me, they should buy the furniture. So they came to the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish, Mazdov, spoke to them, and the Chazon Ish says, okay, he points to one of them, you're gonna buy the dira for the couple, you buy the apartment, and you, the other mechutin, you're gonna pay for the chasana and supply all the furniture. Didn't seem fair. So the one who the Chazon Ish told to buy the dira said to Chazon Ish, I can't, it's too expensive. How am I supposed to buy a dira? So the Chazon Ish said to him, what difference does it make to you? Do you think that you are the one who's giving the dira? Hashem gives the dira. Hashem is giving the dira. Chazon Ish said, I'm appointing you to be the shliach to deliver the dira. I'm appointing you to be the shliach to deliver the dira. I'm appointing him to be the shliach to arrange the chasana and to pay for the furniture. So he hesitated a little bit. So Chazon Ish says, okay, if you don't want the sheikh to buy the dira, we'll switch. He says, well, do it the other way around. He says to the second mechutin, okay, you are the shliach to buy the dira, and the first one, you're the shliach to pay for the chasana and to buy the furniture. So the second one realized that Chazon Ish was giving, Mimishvin Elias was giving a bracha.
Giving a bracha.
So he said to Chazon Ish, why are you taking away from me what you gave me earlier? You gave me a shlichus before the chasana and the furniture. You want to add on to my shlichus, fine, but don't take away what you gave me before. So Chazon Ish says, you're right. I give you everything. You're a shlich for everything. He says to the other one, and you're free. So the first one realized that he made a big mistake. He says, no, let me buy the first. Chazon Ish says, I gave it away already. The second one is a shlich for everything. Soon if the second one, his business picked up, and he had very, very, he was very successful, and he was able to supply whatever the Chazon Ish had appointed him a shliach to do. Okay. Sadi gives a bracha, Kavachamu and a Torah gives a bracha's mechuyim. But a person has to be willing to accept it. A person has to be willing to listen. A person is willing to accept it, willing to listen, he can be zaycha. If a person is not willing to accept, not willing to listen, they can lose his chance. We're all shuluchim to carry out. It's a schus to be a shliach. So the one that accepted the shlichus was with all the brachas that the Chazon Ish gave him. The pasuk says later on, Perik Chafei, pasuk Chafei, by Revi, ki yomo chachicha. And again, it says ki yomo chachicha, again, pasuk Amen Hei, v'chi yomo chachicha, again, pasuk Amen Tes, v'chi yomo chachicha, if your brother becomes poor. Boy, strengthen him, help him out. And the Alshech HaKadosh says something beautiful. It says the Alshech HaKadosh, if you look through the whole parasha of Bahar, starting with Shemitah, it's all B'loshon Rabbim. It starts up with V'amarta Alehem, Ki Savoyu, when they come to the land, and so on. V'kidashtem, Shnas HaChamish Mishana, Tiyilachem, it should be for you, Kaidesh Tiyilachem, Toshuvu Shulachuzasai, V'chisim Kru Mimkal, it's all B'loshon Rabbim. Suddenly it comes to Ki Yomo Chachicha, if your brother is poor, it switches to a Loshon Yachid. It doesn't say, if your brothers are poor, your brother Ki Yomo Chachicha, you should help him out. Why is it B'loshon Yachid and not B'loshon Rabbim? And says the Alshech HaKadosh, because the Torah understands people's psychology. The Torah understands how people work. The Torah would say, when your brethren are poor, help them out. You know what's going to happen? Sure, you help them out. Everybody will point to the other person and say, of course we should help them out. But me, he has more than I do. He could. Why me? So therefore, says the Torah, "Chiyama chachicha," to you, speaking to each yachid v'yachid, to every individual. When it's your brother that's poor, don't look at everybody else. When it's you, every single individual person has a mitzvah to help out someone who needs the chizik, someone who needs the help. And don't say it's somebody else's achrayas. Chiyama chachicha. When it's your brother, it's your achrayas to help him out. I know we said this story over. Rabbi Yosef Zundel Misalant. There was an oni in town, and the oni needed money for a wedding and for other expenses. And Rabbi Yosef Zundel Misalant heard that the oni had a rich relative. And whenever the oni tried to approach his rich relative, he was sent away, rebuffed, pushed away, and the rich relative never gave him any money at all. So Rabbi Yosef Zundel decided that he's gonna step in and try to make amends. So he visits the rich relative and he says to him, you know, there's a mitzvah to help out your relatives. You have a poor relative in town. He's making a wedding. He has other expenses. Help him out. It's on your shoulders to help out a relative. But the sarchai, the sarim, don't hide from your relatives. You have to help him out. The rich relative says, him? My relative? Yeah, he's a relative in name only. Yeah, second cousin. We hardly see each other, hardly speak to him. Relative? Yeah, it's not my responsibility to help him out. I'm not that close of a relative. It's not like a brother. What do you want from me? It's not fair for you to even ask me to help him out. So Rabbi Yosef Zundel says to him, let me ask you a question. Do you daven every day? So the rich man says, of course I daven every day. We all daven every day. So let me ask you another question. Do you know the first bracha in Shemayin Esrei? Of course I know the first bracha in Shemayin Esrei. So tell me, what are the first words of the bracha? Start saying the bracha. Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu v'okei avaseinu, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak v'Elokei Yaakov. Rabbi Yosef Zundel says to him, stop. Did you hear what you just said? Do you hear what you just said? Let me ask you a question. How many years ago did the Avos live? How many years ago did Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov live? Thousands of years ago, a very long time ago. And Rabbi Yosef Zundel says to him, and you're davening every day and you're saying to Hashem, "Bezchus Elokei avaseinu, bezchus our fathers, help me out, help us out." You're calling the others your father, your long lost relatives, and they were thousands of years ago. And you're davening three times a day to Hashem that bezchus your long lost relatives, Hashem should help you. And here you have a relative who's alive in the same generation as you are, and you can't help him. You're davening to Hashem every day, bezchus Elokei avaseinu, our fathers, that Hashem should help us. And here you have a relative and he can't help him. Okay. But the story goes, he got the message and he's able to help him out. But sometimes we have all these cheshbonos where we can't help somebody. It's not fair. Person has to think, try to help out somebody as much as he can. I'm not sure, who the Mechaber is. This is such an interesting idea. What's the connection between Shemitah and Kiyomo Chachicha? Politics speaks about Shemitah. And then it speaks about Kiyomo Chachicha. If your brother is poor, you help a man and so on. And he says a tremendous, tremendous idea. And that is, we spoke about Shemitah. And what's the whole idea of Shemitah? Bitachon. The person has to realize that Hashem owns the land. The land is not ours. It's not Kaychi Vaitim Yodi. It's all comes from Hashem. So once every 7 years we rest, we don't work the land. We work on Bitachon when it comes to Shemitah. Don't worry, I'll give you food for 3 years. After Shemitah, what happens? An ani comes knocking on the door and he asks for food. You know what a person might say to him? Bitochen! We just had Shemitah! What are you with your Bitochen? We just had Shemitah! The whole idea of Shemitah is to learn to trust in Hashem. He'll tell the ani, Bitochen! Trust in Hashem! Says the Pasuk, B'chiyama chachicha. Bitochen is good when it comes to you, between you and Hashem. But when it comes to helping somebody else out, go ahead and help him. B'chiyama chachicha ve'achzakta boy. Go ahead and strengthen him. Go ahead and help him out and give him what he needs. Don't tell somebody else, have bitachon. B'chiyama chachicha. Your brother needs help. Your brother's poor. Go and help him. And don't say bitachon. Bitachon, work on yourself. But not for somebody else. When it comes to somebody else, you have to go ahead. You have to help him.
But you're talking to us. You're talking to us.
So?
To have bitachon.
The Medrash Rabbah in Pashas Vayera, when the Malachim came to Avraham Avinu, the Pasuk says, Avraham stood with them next to the tree and they ate. And the Medrash Rabbah brings down the Chihayu Eichin, the Malachim eat. Omar Rav Yudin, says Rav Yudin, Nirin Kihu Eichin. They made believe. It looked like they ate. It appeared as if they ate. Vira, but look, Mapara Kodesh Baruch Hu Lebanim, how Hashem paid back the children of Avram Avinu. Hashem gave us the Mon, the Be'er Mayim, the Slav, the Nanei Kavoid, all b'schus of Avram's chesed they did with the Malachim. And the Medrash says very powerful words. V'haloi devarim kal v'chaymer. Isn't it the kal v'chaymer? Ma in mi she'oise chesed. Ma d'cha Avram Avinu. He did chesed in mi she'hoyu tzvichim chesed. With the Malachim who didn't need it. They didn't need his food. They didn't need his ben baka. They didn't need to eat. Still raw, still seeing ma ha'kodesh baruch hu para l'banim. How Hashem paid back his children. So mish hu aysa chesed, definitely one who does a chesed, and mish hu tzarech chesed, with a person who needs the chesed, alachas kam v'kam, how great his reward is, how great a chesed is. And unfortunately, the Yitzhahara comes and mixes us up. I can't, someone else should, all the excuses b'tochen, and we see over and over and over again the idea, how much a person can accomplish, how much a person can achieve by doing chesed. Chavetz Chaim was once riding with a Talmud of his in the wagon. And the wagon, they came to their destination, and the Chavetz Chaim and his Talmud went down, they went off of the wagon. The Talmud paid the wagon driver, and he was ready to help the Chavetz Chaim into the house they were going. And he saw the Chavetz Chaim wasn't happy. Something was bothering the Chavetz Chaim. So he said to Chavetz Chaim, what are you worried about? I paid him more than enough, don't worry. I paid the wagon driver more than the usual fare. I gave him a nice extra. I took care of him. There's no shy of gazelle, the imominus. I took care of him. There's nothing to worry about. And I thought the Chavetz Chaim would smile and feel better. And he sees the Chavetz Chaim is still troubled. Chavetz Chaim says to him, you don't understand what's bothering me. He said, what's bothering me is the way you paid the wagon driver. You just went over, you handed him the money, and you walked away. Chavetz Chaim said, do you realize how many mitzvahs you did when you paid the wagon driver? Do you know how many mitzvahs there were when you handed over the money? There's a mitzvah of goysong and pulasach et chaboyker, not to withhold the wages of a worker. The mitzvah not to steal. Mitzvah of the chazakta boy, help somebody. He was an oni. V'chiyamachachicho, matal yadayimach. One mitzvah after another you did. And you just paid him kalachaya? You just paid him like this? Didn't you realize how many mitzvahs you're doing when you paid him? You would think, a person would think how many mitzvahs he's doing by everyday activities, everything we do would be different, we'd look at it a little bit differently. And Chavetz Chaim said, realize how many mitzvahs you're doing. Even when you pay somebody, how many mitzvahs you're being Mikayim. We'll stop. We mentioned many times, the Chanana ben Akasha, Ratzah Kodesh Baruch Hu, Zakoi Sis Yisrael, Lefichach Herbelehem Toiru Mitzvahs, Shenem Hashem Chavetz Man Tzidko Yagdu Tavir Yad. And we asked, I said this over many times, is that Ratzah Kodesh Baruch Hu, Zakois, Hashem wants to be Mizakah Kodesh Yisrael. So Hashem gave us more rules, more dinim, just the opposite. You want to make life easier for us?
Take away the rules.
Take away the rules. Give us a few rules and life will be easier. Hashem wants to make life be a zakos, so he gives us 613 rules. Right? Imagine you come into class, a teacher gives the first day a list of 613 rules to the students in the class. They hate the teacher. Teacher gives two, three rules, okay? And one of the many answers that are given, pshat is just the opposite. Hashem gave us Taryag, 613. That no matter what time, what situation, what place, what time of year it is, wherever a person can always have a mitzvah to do. No matter where you are, no matter what situation you're in, it's like, yeah, the 613 mitzvahs, you can always find a mitzvah to do. There's a mitzvah of chesed, a mitzvah of tzedakah, a mitzvah to learn, a mitzvah to daven, a mitzvah preparing for Shabbos, whatever it is, use your imagination. A person is sitting bottle, you can use his imagination and always find a mitzvah to do. Ratzel is Zaka, it's from the Zaka us, by giving us all the mitzvahs. Because wherever we are, we have a mitzvah. And many times you can do one action, and it includes many mitzvahs. You have many mitzvahs bundled in, just we have to be aware of the mitzvahs that we're doing. So we'll just finish with Lag Ba'emer. Lag Ba'emer signifies sort of the breaking sphere, the first part and the second part. The 17 days left. For sphere, Toiv is 17. The last 17 days of Sfira are days that can be used for proper preparation towards Shavuos, towards Kabbalah Satayra. Rabbi Shimon Chai presents Nister. Kabbalah Satayra, is Nista, is Nigla, and we have to work on ourselves to be prepared for Kabbalah Satayra, Mitzvah Shem and Shavuos, Vishtaka will be Zaycha to Kabbalah Satayra, and together with Mashiach Sahim, Amen.